Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser from Bloomberg Radio.
So this was a story we were all over the past week. It was about Amazon. Amazon.com unveiling its biggest push into selling prescription drugs. With the launch of a digital pharmacy and discounts for paying U.S. Prime members, it sent shockwaves through shares of drugstore chains and distributors. We saw that impact. One stock that took a hit on the news, down 22%, was GoodRx. It operates a telemedicine site platform also to track drug prices. It went public in September. So joining us once again to get his take on all of this is Doug Hirsch, co-founder, co-CEO of GoodRx. He joins us once again on the phone from Santa Monica, California. Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you, Carol. Good to talk to you again.
So tell us a little bit about the Amazon news. When it hit, what did you think?
Well, what's interesting is I actually didn't think it was, I thought it was a good thing, but I did not think that it was necessarily something that would be a sort of David versus Goliath story, which is really the way the press covered it. You know, GoodRx is a marketplace. We are a place where we gather over, I think it's 2 billion price points a day mm-hmm. to try to help American consumers find the lowest price on their prescriptions. And, you know, Amazon trying to improve their pharmacy experience for mail order is amazing. And, you know, we're actually partners. In fact, I was just talking to Amazon today. And so, you know, I think it was construed as like Amazon's going to destroy pharmacies as we know it. I think in reality, it's another player trying to figure out how to do mail order, which is really, really hard.
Well, that's interesting. So you were talking with Amazon. Does that mean that you guys have been already collaborating and that there's more of that going on and that's just part of the whole picture?
It is. I mean, you know, we are a marketplace and we are very close. So Amazon back in 2018 acquired a company called PillPack, which is an excellent mail order pharmacy. This is not Amazon's first foray. I think they were actually involved in drugstore.com way back in 2000.
Yep, they were.
You know, Amazon, much like they do, you know, TVs and everything else they sell, they would like to sell drugs by mail to Americans, which is a great novel idea. The challenge is it's just really hard, right? I think even today in the pandemic, I think less than, you know, it's just around 5% of American prescriptions actually arrive by mail. And there's been a lot of attempts to improve that, and Amazon's latest foray is trying to improve that. But it remains really, really hard for a whole bunch of reasons.
Well, get into that because, I mean, I see it even in my own family. Like, some of it makes just, you know, such common sense where, you know, to get it by mail, especially if it's something that you take all the time. But it's still, I still see, you know, whether it's my own family or with others, that people want to go to the pharmacy. They want to touch base. What are the obstacles to really making this take off, especially in a year, to be fair, Doug, right, where I was just talking with Susan Line of BBG Ventures about how all of a sudden telemedicine, people are embracing it big time, and it's not something that they just were going to do during COVID. They're planning to do it ongoing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, there's lots of reasons why people go to a pharmacy. You know, number one is interaction with the medical professional is always, you know, a lot of people want that, or they want to go to the pharmacist, talk about the prescription, talk about maybe that other thing that's been bugging them while they're there, pick up maybe some toothpaste or other things they've been wanting to get. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of value to going to a retail pharmacy that can be hard to replace with an online experience. The other reason, though, is a little more complicated. You know, it can take up to 5 days for someone to transfer a prescription or get a new prescription from their doctor and get it sent. You know, and a lot of Americans don't realize they're out of pills until the bottle's empty and they can't wait 5 days to stay on their medication. And then one last reason we can also discuss is that, you know, the PBMs, which are effectively the insurance companies for prescription benefits for all Americans, they have a lot of restrictions around the use of mail order pharmacy because they also sell drugs by mail order. And so it's not as simple as just saying, oh, you know, mail order is the exact, you know, when you buy a TV, you can buy it online or buy the store. It's not the same when it comes to pharmacy.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, in a week where we also had President Trump come out and talk about drug pricing, the PBMs, the pharmacy benefit managers, how do you see it, their role in there? I think initially they were thought to be someone who was going to kind of help organize the process and make it better. I think there's now some expectations or at least some thoughts that maybe it didn't quite work out the way we planned.
I think, you know, look, we are independent. We are the Switzerland of pharmacy, for lack of a better term, in the sense that we want to work with anyone that wants to help Americans lower the cost of their health care.
Right.
I think PBMs do play an important role. You know, they negotiate on behalf of millions of people, pharmacies and with drug manufacturers, to try to lower drug costs. And, you know, if you work at a company and the company is responsible for your benefits, they want someone looking out on their behalf to make sure that, you know, the company isn't overpaying and that people are responsibly consuming health care. That said, you know, the critical argument against PBMs is that potentially, you know, they're inefficient and they take money out of healthcare. Mm. And then, you know, by also selling prescriptions, you could argue that's a conflict where they're both, you know, sort of monitoring your benefits and at the same time, they're also a seller. So, you know, I think there's a lot of value to PBMs. We work very closely with PBMs.
Right.
I think
right.
they are one piece of the puzzle to lower drug prices, but it's not perfect.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
So, Doug, is there kind of, in your view, a comprehensive takeaway from the Amazon news? Because I feel like whenever Amazon, you know, increasingly says it's going to dig a little bit deeper into an existing market, and as you said, this isn't their first foray when it comes to the mail order drug business or, you know, the drug business. But they have increasingly been, you know, taking steps more and more towards wanting to be part of that healthcare space. I mean, it's big business for Walmart. You know, Amazon's got to be watching it closely. What's the takeaway when it comes to Amazon and maybe playing a role in this world, in your view?
I think the takeaway is that you have a lot of well-capitalized companies that really want to innovate in healthcare, and they're doing lots of experiments. So whether it's Amazon or Walmart, you know, Walmart's rolling out healthcare clinics. Amazon, of course, has tried a number of different things regarding both their own employees and some medical care and working with doctors. You have, you know, much smaller companies innovating as well. And I'm excited that this level of technology and innovation that has, you know, changed so many other industries so much is coming to healthcare. And, you know, we feel like we ride that wave as well. And we are excited to see innovations, which honestly, ultimately just make healthcare more accessible to people, whether it be things like telehealth or make it less expensive, whether it be things like, you know, mail order or even just giving consumers the information they need. Because healthcare has been so mysterious for so long. You haven't known what a drug will cost. You've never known which right. doctors you can go to, you know. And so I'm really excited. And I think this announcement just spurs both Amazon and their competitors on to want to make changes.
Well, how do you think then also President Trump coming out with drug pricing, and this is something that was certainly part of his campaign 4 years ago, you know, to kind of get to what is a lack of transparency when it comes to drug pricing and, you know, why is it that other countries pay less for a drug than we do? How do you feel like all of this, you know, and even his focus on most favored nation status, not allowing things like that, how do you think it ultimately impacts the drug pricing industry going forward?
You know, GoodRx has been around since about 2010, and we've lived through the birth of the ACA, Obamacare, and then the changes, and then Trump's executive orders. And the one thing that seems to get lost in all these initiatives is the net out-of-pocket for American consumers continues to go up, right? And we, you know, I think you guys were just reporting about, you know, people are losing their homes and being evicted because they don't have enough money. Healthcare is worse, right? People are just simply not going to the doctor, and they're not getting the care they need, and they're stopped taking those meds. And so, you know, I think there's been a lot of talk in all administrations, to be honest, but there really hasn't been the kind of comprehensive reform that we need so that Americans are getting that care. And, you know, that's one of the things we do. We actually provide lots of information to Washington and the state government saying, hey, look, guys, I know you're making a lot of talking. You know, you're doing a lot of noise here, but the out-of-pocket to Americans continues to go up, and we really have to address that. And let's start putting that information out there. I think the most interesting things in Washington are some of these transparency policies. They're saying, hey, let's give Americans the tools they need so at least they know what they're going to pay, and then they can work on ways to save.
Well, do you have hope that there are things that it will continue to change? And I do wonder how COVID plays an impact into that, because we're seeing increasingly, you know, again, out of crisis comes innovation, and we are finding better ways to do things, whether it's, you know, have a meeting or whether it's, you know, meet with our doctors.
I agree. I mean, you know, when you cannot go to the doctor and you still need to go, you discover telemedicine. You know, telemedicine existed long before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And only with, I think it was in March or April, went from basically nobody to, I think, almost 40% of visits in April of this year were telemedicine. Will it stick around as that? I don't know. I think a lot of people like to go to the doctor, like they like to go to the pharmacy. But I think for certain areas, for example, mental health, it's a no-brainer, right? Why don't I just see a therapist on Zoom instead of seeing them, you know, driving all the way to their office? So I'm really excited because I think it makes healthcare more accessible to people who can't get around. You know, today it takes 29 days for the average American to get to a doctor, right? So what if we could shorten that time by doing telehealth visits, remote monitoring? There's lots of cool innovation, and I am excited. I think that the pandemic, one of the outcomes of this tragedy will be that there will be some permanent innovation that will help Americans.
So listen, I've got to ask you. So when the Amazon news came out and your stock took a hit, I am curious, were you talking to investors? Were investors reaching out to you guys and being like, well, what's up with this?
They definitely were, because it's confusing. A pharmacy is incredibly confusing. You know, we haven't even talked about the fact that, you know, when you're a pharmacy, you actually don't have that much control over your own prices because you have these crazy complicated contracts and the government's involved. You know, imagine if you operated a convenience store and you couldn't set your own price for milk. You know, it's kind of crazy. And so, unfortunately, the confusion in this industry leads to people just making assumptions, right? Like, one of the parts of the Amazon announcement was that you were going to be able to use this discount that they don't even want you to use at places like Walmart and CVS. And all of a sudden, everyone thought that Amazon had partnered with Walmart and CVS, which they have not. Right. And so it's just, pharmacy is super confusing. I mean, it's one of the reasons I've spent 10 years studying it. I still don't think I'm an expert. And all of healthcare is too confusing. You know, why is there $6,000 Band-Aids, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, we have spoken to a lot of folks, both press and analysts as well, to try to just help them understand a little bit more of the basics so you understand this is not the end of the world. This is not a total game changer. It's more experiments designed to ultimately help consumers.
You know, Doug, we just held the Bloomberg New Economy Forum, and we talked about, obviously, COVID was front and center and health was front and center. But it does feel like there's so much, lack of transparency within the healthcare community. There's also an industry that is so, you know, reliant on the existing infrastructure to keep it going that you do wonder how that plays against any kind of, you know, big innovation happening anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, we were born out of that exact phenomenon, right? I GoodRx was born because I went to a pharmacy with a prescription in hand, and they said $500, and I just said, well, that's unacceptable. And I discovered by accident that drug prices varied, and that if I did a little legwork, I could cut that price by 80%. And so, I think there is a hunger, and I think this pandemic has activated Americans to be more active. Whether it be, hey, I can't go to the doctor's office, what else can I do? Hey, I can't afford that medicine, what else can I do? And so I think Americans are primed. I think the industry knows that when this pandemic is over, the attention is going to turn back to the incredibly high cost of healthcare.
Right.
And so, again, I personally feel a lot of potential. I think times of disruption, as you said earlier, are the times when innovation really sparks. And so I am excited for the future once we get past this pandemic.
Well, me too. And so great to check in with you again. Thank you so much, Doug. I really appreciate it. Doug Hirsch, co-founder, co-CEO of GoodRx, joining us on the phone from Santa Monica, California.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it. If you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.